Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, we consider that a sign of high intelligence. And you're going to get smarter because we got Tony Paradiso back on the show. Tony is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's one of our top management experts. He's the author of The Management Mind Field. And he's our good friend, Tony Paradiso. Welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you.
It's good to have you back. And
always a pleasure.
Tony, from time to time, old fossils like you and me get together and ruminate about dealing with the whippersnappers. You know, the new kids
from
on
time to time,
the Johnny come the Johnny come lately, the new kids on the block, the wet behind the ear bunch. You know, the kids, the pups, and we call those guys Gen X and Gen Y. Now I've been doing this long enough on the show, Tony, that when I started talking about Gen X, they really were kids. But now they're in their early 40s, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
Gen X, and then the Gen Y generation.
Prime part of the workforce, right.
And then the Gen Y generation is they're in their teens and 20s. And so the Gen X group is about 40 or 50 million, I think, and the Gen Y, I mean, they've just stopped making that generation, but that's going to be like close to 100 million. It's going to be bigger. The Gen Y folks are going to be bigger than our generation, the boomers, Tony.
Absolutely. Right. And we need to understand how to work with them because we're going to be relying on them for the lion's share of the workforce.
Well, they're going to be taking care of...
Their attitudes and psyches are very different.
They're going to be taking care of you and me and managing, holding the fort down when you and I are taking our food through a straw there, Tony, one of these days.
Yeah, that's what they tell us. I'm not holding out for that.
I'm not counting on it myself either. So what are your thoughts on getting all these groups together?
Well, it was interesting. I mean, I have a CEO peer group that I'm part of, and so I'm not going to take any credit for any of this wisdom, but when it was presented, I thought to myself, you sit there and you nod your head, in realization. And the first thing to understand is, we all grow up, and sometimes it's hard to put yourself in other people's shoes, but generationally, we grow up with different sets of experiences. As you get older, you find yourself kind of saying things your parents said. I don't understand these kids. Well,
I am making my father's noises these days. I know about that.
Yeah, I know. It's inevitable. Even the Gen X and Yers will ultimately do that. And when you tell them that, they look at you cross-eyed. But, it takes experience to understand the wisdom of that.
My daughter's in her 30s, and of course, she has gone through over the years, not wanting to do anything that I did. And one day she actually did something that she used to think was awful that I did. I mean, it was with regard to eating something. She thought that, she now decides that she likes it that way. And all of a sudden she realized she'd become like her father. And that wasn't a good moment for her.
The older we get, the more we realize how smart our parents were.
Well, I'm still waiting on that moment, but anyway, we got all these groups. Never in the history, in my opinion, in the history of the marketplace, have we had as many different generations working together as we have right now, have we?
Right, right. And I think it starts with kind of understanding the world that they grew up in. We grew up in a world where, you had employment for life. People stayed with companies. They
right.
didn't move around too
And
much.
You did what you were right. told.
And you did what you were told. Well, they're working in a world that, downsizing is kind of a standard operating procedure now. Now, people do never expect to take a job for life. I mean, they take a job because it's the best deal that they can get. right? So they look at themselves as kind of free agents versus, you know, employees. And that's an important thing to understand when you're hiring somebody, right? Because they're not necessarily looking at you as an opportunity for a lifelong employment. They're mm-hmm. just looking at you as the best opportunity available at this moment in time, right? So they're looking for the best deal, best fit. You know, we grew up in a world where, you know, my mother was a housekeeper. She stayed at home. She was a homemaker. I didn't mean housekeeper. That was a bad word. But a homemaker.
Yeah.
And these generations, they live in a world where their parents are both working.
Yeah.
And not only that, but where the parents, work may have been the most important thing in their life.
Right. Hold on to that thought, Tony. And we'll come back after these messages. We're going to talk some more. Get Tony to help us reconcile all of this. How do we know where the differences are? Where's the common ground? And we'll get him to help us with that. Tony Paradiso, 20 Till, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.